Post-Hypnotic Press presents Old Mother West Wind by Thornton W. Burgess. Narrated by Karen Rose Richter, a proud member of SAG-AFTRA. Chapter 11. Jerry Muskrat's Party. All the merry little breezes of Old Mother West Wind were hurrying over the Green Meadows. Some flew this way, and some ran that way, and some danced the other way. You see, Jerry Muskrat had asked them to carry his invitations to a party at the big rock in the Smiling Pool. Of course, everyone said that they would be delighted to go to Jerry Muskrat's party. Round Mr. Sun shone his very brightest. The sky was its bluest, and the little birds had promised to be there to sing for Jerry Muskrat. So, of course, all the little folks in the Green Meadows and in the wood wanted to go. There were Johnny Chuck and Reddy Fox and Jimmy Skunk and Bobby Coon and Happy Jack Squirrel and Striped Chipmunk and Billy Mink and Little Joe Otter and Grandfather Frog and Old Mr. Toad and Mr. Blacksnake, all going to Jerry Muskrat's party. When they reached the Smiling Pool, they found Jerry Muskrat all ready. His brothers and his sister, his aunts and his uncles and his cousins were all there. Such a merry, merry time as there was in the Smiling Pool. How the water did splash! Billy Mink and Little Joe Otter and Grandfather Frog jumped right in as soon as they got there. They played tag in the water and hid behind the big rock. They turned somersaults down the slippery slide, and they had such a good time. But Reddy Fox and Peter Rabbit and Bobby Coon and Johnny Chuck and Jimmy Skunk and Happy Jack and Striped Chipmunk couldn't swim. So, of course, they couldn't play tag in the water or hide and seek or go down the slippery slide. All they could do was sit around to look on and wish that they knew how to swim, too. So, of course, they didn't have a good time. Soon, they began to wish that they hadn't come to Jerry Muskrat's party. When he found that they were not having a good time, poor Jerry Muskrat felt very badly indeed. You see, he lives in the water so much that he had quite forgotten that there was anyone who couldn't swim, or he never, never would have invited all the little meadow folks who live on dry land.
"Let's go home," said Peter Rabbit to Johnny Chuck.
"We can have more fun up on the hill," said Jimmy Skunk.
Just then, Little Joe Otter came pushing a great big log across the Smiling Pool.
"Here's a ship, Bobby Coon. You get on one end, and I'll give you a sail across the Smiling Pool," shouted Little Joe Otter.
So Bobby Coon crawled out on the big log and held on very tight while Little Joe Otter swam behind and pushed the big log. Across the Smiling Pool they went and back again. Bobby Coon had such a good ride that he wanted to go again, but Jimmy Skunk wanted a ride. So Bobby Coon hopped off of the big log, and Jimmy Skunk hopped on, and away he went across the Smiling Pool with Little Joe Otter pushing behind. Then Jerry Muskrat found another log and gave Peter Rabbit a ride. Jerry Muskrat's brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins found logs and took Reddy Fox and Johnny Chuck and even Mr. Toad back and forth across the Smiling Pool. Happy Jack Squirrel sat up very straight on the end of his log and spread his great bushy tail for a sail. All the little breezes blew and blew, and Happy Jack Squirrel sailed round and round the Smiling Pool. Sometimes someone would fall off into the water and get wet, but Jerry Muskrat or Billy Mink always pulled them out again, and no one cared the tiniest bit for a wetting. In the bushes around the Smiling Pool, the little birds sang and sang. Reddy Fox barked his loudest.
Happy Jack Squirrel chattered and chirred. All the muskrats squealed and squeaked, for Jerry Muskrat's party was such fun. By and by, when Mr. Sun went down behind the Purple Hills to his home, and Old Mother West Wind with all her merry little breezes went after him, and the little stars came out to twinkle and twinkle, the Smiling Pool lay all quiet and still, but smiling and smiling to think what a good time everyone had had at Jerry Muskrat's party.